Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're gonna really enjoy these because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal. Take some good notes here because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendon.com/monthly. That's brendon.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendon Show's best of trainings.
Renewal. What are your habits of renewal each day, each week, and each month? If you don't have them, then this habit is gonna be one of your favorite ones. You're gonna be like, oh, thank gosh, Brendon, you really pushed me to the wall to move forward and get things done and you know, finally get rid of everything, stay focused, work hard, and then you let me chill out. And renewal is so much a part of that. Now, everyone's got a different renewal routine, but you need one every day. So if you think about the last 6 months, if I followed you every day for the last 6 months, could I see you do something physically each day to renew your mind and body? What was it? Did you just close your eyes at work for 5 or 10 minutes, think nothing or meditate? Did you go for a run? Did you take a nap? Did you just go find a quiet place and read a book away from all the insanity? Did you do something? What is it for you? Now, I don't know what your renewal is. For a lot of different people, it's something different. Maybe renewal on a weekly basis is you get a massage every week, or you go to acupuncture every week, or your renewal is you just leave the office, you know, at lunch and you take a walk for a mile. You just go 12 city blocks, that's usually about a mile, and you come back in the office and you change your perspective, and that gave you renewal. I mean, what is it that's giving you renewal each day? Maybe every single month, you know, you and your spouse renew. You guys go together somewhere. You go to a hotel, or you take a day away from the kids, or you have your date night, and you're just renewing, you're refreshing together. But I think renewal, what's important is renewal is it's a pause in all the craziness that after whatever that pause is, whether it's a massage or a meditation or a vacation, that you feel more present, enlivened, and vibrant afterwards. That's how I think about renewal. So what are your habits for that? And are you consistent? Because a lot of people say, oh, absolutely, Brendon, I like meditation. I go, when do you do it? Oh, you know, a couple times a month. I'm like, not enough. And they say, well, Brendon, you know, I go for a walk once in a while. When do you go for a walk? You know, once a week, not enough. I really push people on their renewal. Because if you think their sleep is out, well, not only is their sleep out, but now their mind's out of whack. They've not taken some time to give themselves that gift. Now, in this session, I'll give you my favorite renewal practice and technique ever, which is meditation. I meditate once or twice a day, usually twice per day, and I would attribute it to a lot of my creativity, my vibrancy, my joy, my freshness, my ability to have stamina mentally and physically to survive the demands of the day, right? You see this energy I'm putting out here. Well, this isn't my first video today, let me tell you what. So I'm constantly engaged, and that few seconds, that few minutes, I personally meditate for 20 minutes once or twice a day. You'll see my instructions for how I do it. I call it the release meditation technique. Nearly a million people have learned how to do it from me now, and I'm really proud of that. If I could give one gift to the world, meditation would be one of those gifts. I mean, I'm telling you, it's up there. And you can't find a major person who's so accomplished these days who isn't meditating. I don't know that many personally. I don't know many high performers who don't meditate. Whether it's Jerry Seinfeld or Arianna Huffington or Russell Simmons or some of the greats from the TM movement of meditation over to the Deepak Chopra sides of meditation, to those who meditate by just closing their eyes. The founder of Lululemon who says, just, you know what, you got to close your eyes every hour for 60 seconds. That's all I'm asking. Close your eyes for 60 seconds every hour. Whatever it is for you, find it and practice it on a weekly basis. I really hope that you're going to do something to renew outside. If you study my work for a while, I share that I think most people would really have a tremendous benefit in their life if they went outside every day and just walked for 30 or 45 minutes outside. We live in, you know, abundant cultures and big, tall buildings, and we don't get outside that often anymore, except to go from, you know, our car to the office to the food place and back, maybe the gym. But we're not outside very much, and that renewal that comes from breathing fresh air and out and about and just moving your body out and looking and taking in the sights and the sounds and the beauty of flowers and trees and nature can change your life. Maybe once a month you go camping, or you go for a hike, or you go to the sea, you go to the ocean, whatever it is. I just want to know the simple question. Are you doing it enough? If you could get more renewal each day, more renewal each week, more renewal each month, and you had practices for those, you would just find yourself in a whole other game of mental step. You'd be the person in the office who had more ideas than anyone else. And they'd be like, where'd you get all these good ideas? It didn't come from being in work more. It came from renewing more. And I really suggest you develop that as a major discipline and practice in your life, and you'll thank me for it. Trust me. So what's your weekly renewal, your daily, your weekly, and your monthly? And think about it for your personal self, but then think about it. If you're a leader, what are you doing as a team to renew? If you're a spouse or you're married or a long-term partnership, what could you do with your spouse, your partner, your lover to renew that relationship together once in a while? To get away every 90 days or every quarter or every month or every week, whatever it is for you, to allow that pause in the crazy stream of life to reconnect and find a new level of vibrancy. That is what I invite you to develop as a discipline and a habit, and that will improve all areas of your life. Last one for this week's lesson, so simple, so important, your habits for fun and appreciation. I think every day you got to have a habit for fun. What is it for you? So here's my habit. In the morning, when I shower, I don't shower every day, but I try to. That's for Travis. You know, if I'm in the shower, I have a trigger. The shower for me is a trigger for me to run positive thoughts through my mind, right? And so that trigger, one of them is fun. I am going to, every day when I'm in the shower, I'm going to think of something I could do to poke fun or goad on or tease my friends. Someone on my friends, I'm going to pick on them. I could send a text of them when they're young or their high school yearbook picture out to people. I can call them and set a prank up, or I can think of a joke to send to somebody or send a funny video to somebody. But every day, I'm going to initiate fun into my life. So I usually just brainstorm that in the shower. I'm like, what can I do for somebody today? Who do I know who's going through a tough time? What can I do to bring a little fun into their life? I mean, what can I do today to have a little fun at the office or a little fun with the person I'm working with or coaching for that day? I really try to have fun in my life, but you have to initiate the fun. It has to be a habit. So my habit for fun is in the shower, I think of what am I going to do fun for somebody else today. And it brings a lot of joy into my life. It brings a new story every day of somebody I messed with or teased or cajoled. And that way, I'm constantly initiating fun. Everywhere around me, I'm initiating fun. And that makes my life fun. It's a habit for me. So what are your habits? Now, you might have a habit that you and your spouse go away to have some fun together once in a while. You take your kids somewhere to have some fun once in a while. It needs to be a habit that you absolutely do with excellence and consistency. And that will start changing the quality of your life. The second aspect here is appreciation. Did you know almost all of my high-performing clients already had a gratitude practice before I ever met them? They're already some of the world's most successful people, and I get to work with them now. And I say, what's your appreciation routine? They say, what do you mean? I said, you know, what do you do on a daily or weekly basis to, you know, show some appreciation? And for them, it's, oh, I journal about what I'm grateful for. Or, oh, I pray and give thanks each day, several times a day. Or, oh, what I do is I give little gifts of appreciation to people all the time. Or, oh, you know what I do is I appreciate my success, so I go and I volunteer and I just give back a little bit. They all had a routine that they're doing in their personal life and their professional life where they're demonstrating real gratitude and appreciation. How many phone calls have you made in the last week to say thank you? I think that's a great measure of character, isn't it? Isn't that a great measure of appreciation and gratitude in life? How many phone calls have you made? I'd love to ask CEOs that. How many phone calls have you made just to say thank you? It's a big challenge. By the way, none of these habits do I feel like I've nailed down. That's why this is a process of mastery. I should say thank you more often. Yeah, I challenge myself to. I have my own routines to do that. Do you? Shouldn't part of everything we're doing here to build these habits of success be something that makes us not only feel alive, but makes other people admire us and see us as role models? Because, you know, you are a role model. Your kids, they're watching how you do all this stuff. They know how grateful you are of them. They know how much fun you're purposely bringing into work. They know how overwhelmed you are because how many distractions you said yes to. They know you're grouchy because you ain't sleeping. We're not fooling anybody. This is our life. The routines we're running each day are our life. I know you know that. So my job here today was just to challenge you to go to the next level because you deserve it. You deserve an extraordinary level of success in your life. You can't get there without developing extraordinarily consistent and excellent positive habits in your life. Create your own plan. Use that game plan every single day, every single week, every single month of your life. You'll get momentum along each of these areas, and not only will you feel more successful and more joyous in life, you will become more successful and joyous over the long term.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autographed books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to Brendan.com/monthly. That's Brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at Brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125? I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle.
Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.